Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The CDC says polio may have been spreading here in New York since April. The health agency released a report today saying actually the virus could have been making the rounds elsewhere for a year. A wastewater sample collected in April in Orange County tested positive, pushing back the earliest known detection in the area. Officials had previously said the virus was found in water samples dating back to May in Rockland. But changes in the genetic material of the virus suggest that this version has been really circulating somewhere in the world for at least a year. Genetically similar versions were detected in Israel in March and in the UK in June. Back here, what's with these attacks on older guys in the city? We mentioned two incidents recently up in the Bronx where a pair of 60-plus guys were randomly attacked. Well, now we got a 52-year-old guy at a restaurant beaten up at a diner in Fordham Heights, leaving him with a fractured skull. What in the world?
The Fuego Tipico restaurant normally would be open. In fact, it's open almost 24-7, but it's closed now. It was outside here at Grand Concourse in East 188th Street Friday night, 10:45, where a 52-year-old man had just left the restaurant. As you can see in this shocking video on our website, another man follows him out to the sidewalk and actually stops to put on gloves before he then bashes the man in the face from behind, sending that man flying to the pavement. The victim, critical from his injuries, stable at Jacoby now, with a skull fracture and bleeding on the brain. And the police are telling us there was no prior altercation or any words of any kind between the two men before this violence.
That's Glenn Shuck reporting. Isn't that crazy? If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A New Jersey corrections officer admitted to taking a $5,000 bribe from an inmate to smuggle a phone inside a prison. 36-year-old Marcus Kidd worked at the Salem County Correctional Facility, where he was reportedly offered $5,000 to get a phone inside back in May. Authorities say Kidd met with a friend of a detainee in a parking lot in Elmer, where he collected the cash and the phone to hand to his buddy inside. Kidd pleaded guilty to one count of attempted extortion in his official capacity as a CO. He'll be sentenced in December, and check this out, he might get to spend hours actually talking with the inmate he allegedly tried to help. Albeit without a cell phone, he won't need one. He'd get 20 years on the yard and $250,000 fine for that. Well, this is it. We told you yesterday about the last day for that small museum on Greenwich Street, seen as a grassroots tribute to World Trade Center victims and survivors. Julia Papa was there at the 9/11 Tribute Museum, closing its doors today for the final time.
Peter Bitwinski escaped the North Tower from the 69th floor. He's been a tour guide here at the Tribute Center for the past 13 years.
I can go home to my family members and friends, and all of the victims cannot. So I always want to, number one, remember them.
And number two, to share his story of survival and healing. But it's a bittersweet day as the center is set to close. It was launched by families to remember their loved ones. Visitors like Mona, who moved here from Romania, knew it was the last day.
That's precisely it. I wanted to have my chance.
The artifacts will head up to a museum in Albany, and related materials can be found online. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, in Lower Manhattan.
Yep, the end of an era there. Well, if you frequent the New York Public Library's Grand Central branch, might want to get your quiet time in now because it's closing for good in December. That branch on 46th Street actually opened in 2009. Supposed to be a temporary location to help folks during the construction of the 53rd Street Library. Well, its lease expires at the end of the year, so December 1st will be its last day. Library President Tony Mark sent a letter out to Grand Central patrons telling them about the upcoming closure. Mark says the place served its purpose, but with both the 53rd Street location and that new 180,000-square-foot SNFL nearby, the system can't afford a third smaller location right there in the middle. So, good news for the six employees, though, who worked at Grand Central. They will remain in the public library system. Up in the Bronx, the bleacher creatures out in force at the Yankee games. The Yanks have been so unbearable to watch. Do you know they're actually offering haircuts in the stands? Yeah, there was a barbershop up there during the loss to the Rays.
Why are they giving you haircuts in the bleachers? I need a little trim. Want to go out there tomorrow?
Now that you mention it.
And Michael Kay from the Yes Network, and then Paul O'Neill jumped in and questioned the barber's skills.
I don't know if that guy's board certified, Michael. I don't know. You might come back looking awful funny.
Obviously a sleeper of a game, and the announcer needed something to talk about. The Yanks lost their lunch again, 3-1 against the Rays. We'll see if the Rays make it a clean sweep today. If so, I'll be the first to ask, what kind of haircut is that? The good news, though, is despite a gosh-awful August, the Yanks, without question, are still 9 games up on Tampa for first place in the AL East.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.